listening to The Nasty Table,
the premier source for tabletop role-playing actual play. Now come on in, relax, and pull up a seat to The Nasty Table.
Of interconnected tree houses, tire marks.
You ever see any cars or trucks?
You should consider killing yourself. Good dog, Sarge. Blood coating his mouth. A cacophony of gunshots. Man, you're led to believe to be Lucas Iodonis.
I'm like, you think this guy has a black heart?
This was a battlefield. A battle that you missed. Right. Bullet rips through the side of your calf. RJ.
Psst. Prick.
You're late.
Well, it's because I brought you something else, Alex.
No, you did not.
I got you.
Holy shit!
Shut the fuck up. Not the Swisher Sweet.
We're going to have to start smoking.
I take out a Swisher Sweet.
I didn't know. I didn't know how to, like, I didn't want to explain to the guy, like, hey, look, I'm not. These aren't for rolling blunts, I promise. I'm my friend's going to smoke them. You might be the first person to smoke Swishers.
Yeah,
the tobacco with the Swishers.
I feel like you guys have had a lot of freedom this campaign. I feel like this campaign has changed more than any other campaign I've ever ran for anybody because of your guys' decisions. And I think when I look back on it as a whole, I think I'll feel a little bit different. But now, obviously, like, I'm coming up to graduation, you know? And now I'm thinking back at all the mistakes.
Yeah.
And you guys obviously don't know the mistakes. Maybe you do. Maybe you can tell. But, you know, there were some mistakes that I made that kind of rattle around in my head. I think there's a bunch of loose ends as well.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. There is.
And there's answers for them. But I feel like some of those loose ends, you guys are too far to ever get mm-hmm. the answer to those. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that has value in some regard, right? You know, like True Detective. Whenever I watch True Detective, it's one of the things that I think, like, there's loose ends that are there and they never get the answer to mm-hmm. them. And they kind of get, like, washed in the background. But, like, that's how a case kind of progresses. Depends on where you apply pressure and where you push and where you prod. But mm-hmm. I don't know. So because we actually have a full session here, we're going to crack into some D&D lore. We're going to open up the big black binder. My BBB.
Fuck.
We're going to go into some D&D lore, get you guys' creative juices flowing. So, can I please have a recap of the last session?
You should really consider killing yourself.
You know, he's got a point.
Have you considered it?
This is...
Has Alex considered it?
No.
It's Roy.
This is the third or
I
fourth...
I hope Alex has it.
Jesus Christ.
Third or fourth time that this has been kind of brought up. You should consider killing yourself.
Who said to you first? Was it Weiss that said to you first, or was it the dog?
Weiss said it first, and then the dog said it.
And then did RJ say
and
it?
And then RJ said it.
And now Otis said it?
And now Otis.
Are you going to at least think it over? Are you going to sleep on it? Like,
are you going to, like, fucking do it? Or,
yeah. Or are you like,
what
pussy?
The fuck, dude?
I mean, it's about time.
You should have done it the second you got your badge taken away. Ruin that interrogation
yeah,
room.
He fucking turned on the pipe bomb right then. Yo, we could have been on our way to D&D already if you would have just blown it all up right then and there. If you would have just exploded those bombs.
Goddamn.
Daddy.
Well, I
for
think,
one weight or one
I think
measure.
Roy's daddy.
You think?
Damn, really?
Just bite your lip.
I have no idea who Daddy is.
Daddy.
Yeah, we kind of skipped over a lot of the Doug Caliburn stuff, and now that I edited that episode, I realize exactly how much you guys skipped over. Kind of segue into this. Let's talk about dead ends. What's still up in the air? I shouldn't say dead ends. I should say loose ends.
Marsha.
Mm-hmm. Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
There was a couple I was thinking about this week because there was there's everything with fucking Doug. How what's his name's brother connects to the construction company? Mm-hmm. How that connects?
Carter.
Carter.
Carter's like, yo. Carter just had the dream, and like that was mm-hmm. it.
Why was Carter so involved when he wasn't even the one that killed him?
True. Yeah.
And then he just said he was fine as of like 3 days ago or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was
Nancy just fucking up and is like dead.
What was the finger in what's his name's apartment in the very fucking beginning?
Yeah.
In Bobby's apartment.
True. Fuck. We know all the dead kids now. We know all the dead kids, right?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Where's Laura? What happened to Laura?
That just feels like one that we're going to find out, maybe.
Laura's the one taking shots at us right now.
Can I get odds on that? On who we think's taking shots?
Oh, I would love to hear who you guys think's taking shots. Give me your horse. Who's your horse in this race? Sorry to touch a soft subject. Hey, horses. I love horses. Horses are like my third favorite animal, I think.
Third?
I got a lot of love for horses.
Horses are dope.
You know what my first two are?
I know one.
Try and guess. What do you think I strike you as?
Cat.
Fuck no.
No to cats?
No. Okay. If you have a cat or a dog as your favorite animal, you need to be
killed. That is fucked, yeah, for real.
Oh, okay, all right.
I'm sorry. Hey, no, it's no, dog.
Yeah. Dude, I'm talking favorite pet. Right. We're talking favorite animal.
Okay. Cat?
I don't fucking know.
Spiders.
I don't even know if I would consider spiders an animal.
That's an arachnid.
It's still an animal, I think. Mm. Humans are animals.
My favorite animal is a black bear. My second favorite animal is
the pussiest of all bears.
Crocodile is my second favorite animal. Sometimes they switch back and forth. And then my third animal favorite horses is...
Leave it at that. It made sense if you jumbled it around.
Yoda ass quote.
Yoda ass motherfucker.
All right.
Marsha seems so mm-hmm. likely.
I think it's got to be Marsha, right?
I think if I were to put money on it, it would
or
be
Or someone
Marsha.
We don't even know.
Longo.
It's true. Or we have
Longo!
It's April.
It's Lang.
Oh! It's the chicken, 100%.
It's Lang.
It's the fucking chicken.
It's the chicken.
You're like,
what I was referring to was that the monkey with the hand grenade. He wanted what Jerry had. Yeah. I had that understanding way before the two sessions ago. That's what I was talking about.
From this force.
Yeah. Yes. That's what Dan wants out of this. That's what I was trying to say. I think that I don't know. No beans.
You want it. We got it.
You want it, we got it, bro. Damn winners.
Maybe. You want it, we got it. I think the only person that might live is honestly Jerry. I don't know, though. Just because of the shit. If it's a thing. If it's true.
I mean, who's sitting on the most health points right now?
That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, let's talk about health. Let's talk about sanity. Let's peel back the curtain. What are we looking at? Now, I want to make something very clear to you, and I want you to hear me, and I don't want you to misunderstand me. I've been very nice to you. When you lost your hand, I was supposed to deduct points from your strength. I did not do that. You're welcome. Look at me. Look me in the eyes. Okay. Say thank you.
The fuck?
Say thank you.
Fuck?
Say
the fuck? The worst handler ever.
Taking my hand from me?
Say thank you.
Don't give him that.
I'm not gonna fucking thank you for taking my hand from me.
You can do it if you make
crack
it harder.
That bottle over his head right now.
Keep that in mind.
Fuck.
Alex didn't this
no,
say
no.
Thank you.
No, okay. Joe, don't do this.
I'm a fucking pussy.
You know my other table. They gave me a program point. What have you guys ever given me?
Can
you,
why would off. We ever do that? We don't know you. Nothing.
Give me a
fuck
thank
off.
You.
With that shit, dude.
Did they lick the rim while they were down there?
I'm about to head out. I'm going to odds. I don't want to go.
I got a program.
I'm fucking leaving. Fuck this over. Shit.
You guys don't give me program points.
Do something to deserve it.
Yeah, facts.
Wow.
All the slip-ups you've had, you fuck.
Slip-ups?
Yeah, your fuck-ups.
We've never
talking about
up.
Literally
never
in the middle.
Mistakes,
literally
never
in the very beginning.
Never made a mistake.
Yeah, I bet.
Bro.
Fucking asshole.
Anything else that you guys want to throw into this recapitulation before we get down to brass tacks? You have the ashtray right fucking next to you, moron.
Yeah, fuck you, Mike Finn, for bringing these Macanudos for us to smoke.
How many times have you seen me run games and I'm smoking a cigarette while I'm running a game?
Well, not anymore because you turned into a pussy.
There's no reason they should be good.
They're so good. They change while you're... Did you try these?
What?
Did you guys eat these?
No.
They're so good.
Chicken biscuits.
They like change while they taste like a biscuit.
Do you want me to open Bilko's or no?
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
No, Mike, fine. You don't have to open a Bilko's to smoke a cigar.
I think you need to say something nice about the table. You've been nothing but mean this entire time.
Yeah,
say something nice.
I'm sorry. You guys smell good.
Next. I'll take that.
Joe, would you like a Yingling?
No, thank you. I'm counting calories, so I'm drinking High Noon.
Oh, what kind of High Noon you got there?
This one is a black cherry. I did get a variety pack.
What are in it?
Watermelon, black cherry, grapefruit, and pineapple. Pear is my favorite, but I didn't get it in this variety pack.
Peach, man.
Peach is good, too.
I like the peach, and I think I like the pineapple, too.
Pineapple's good. I will say something nice about you guys. I will give you your one allocated compliment for the year. You guys are some of the best role players I've ever had the chance to play with. You guys are the only people, I think, in the world who like TTRPG as much as me, which is one of the best compliments that I can give you. I look forward to every single session, and you guys make all the work that I put in, all the writing, all the rewrites, worth it.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That was a 180.
Does he get a thank you now?
Thank you, Daddy.
That's who Daddy was the whole time.
Thank you, Daddy.
You care if I remove?
You're so sweet. Nothing beats consistently playing, and this has been wonderful.
Yeah.
That's been very consistent.
It's the only downfall of any TTRPG table is that when all the players are good, the only way it dies is if we don't meet.
Goddamn, do I love meat.
That thing looks fat.
Fat as fuck. Where's Fat Force? Whew.
Let me get one of those cigars.
Yeah, I got
to cracking up the
I was all alone. I was all alone in a hotel room, and I was in this hotel for 3 days, and it was just me by myself. None of my work buddies came, just me, and I had to do so much shit up in North Jersey. And so I literally sent them a Snapchat of me just laying like spread eagle shirtless on the bed, and I'm like, "What is a player to do?" And Ant was like, "Can you do like WWE moves on the other bed?" I sent them like a full video of me just like, and I got a two-bed hotel room just, like, doing flips and fucking elbow drops on the bed just, like, loud as fuck. It was, like, 11 o'clock at night.
What is a player to do?
So, here we find ourselves at the precipice. The last stop on a long train ride, a stable. Under the watchful eye of an Appaloosa, RJ... slumped against the wall opposite this magnificent horse, appearing injured. His clothes are stained red, his face sweaty. They're hunkered down. They're not coming out. They have all the time in the world. He turns his head back down to return his gaze to something that he's holding in his hands, and he's quiet as he stares. What do you want to do?
Who's they?
He doesn't answer. Just staring at what he's holding.
Is there any... We're in a stable, right?
Yep.
Any type of gap in the wood, window slit, anything? I'm trying not to be seen from the outside, but I would like to peer out if I can.
Yeah, like I mentioned last session, it looks like the inside is wood, but it also looks like there's metal plating that's kind of been riveted on the outside. Completely obfuscate out and in, except for that single door that Caleb is standing next to.
Does it seem like there's bullet holes or dents in the metal?
None whatsoever. There's no light seeping through any of this. Okay. And at this point, if anyone checks their watch, it's about 5 o'clock.
And there's no, like, it's not like the bullets didn't go through and I see marks in the wall. I don't see any marks in the wall.
No.
Okay. Who's in the house?
He doesn't answer. He's just staring down at his lap.
OK.
Can I like roll on him? Like, does he like? Is he like? Is he actually scared? Like, I never thought that I would see this dude scared.
Roll human intelligence.
I rolled a two.
Two. Yeah, I mean, you kind of look him over, and you notice now, maybe just getting a closer look, what he's looking down at. It's a metal bucket. You can see from this distance, maybe you're about 30 feet. Looks like it's filled with water. And he is scared. His hands are shaking as he's looking down at his own reflection. Each ripple from his tremors streaking across his reflected face. Deep in thought, he's just looking at his own reflection.
You care to explain what happened here?
He's still looking down as he talks. You know, we're not supposed to see our own faces. That's by design. You know, we're given the gift of not being able to stare into your own eyes. Only way you can see it is in rivers and ponds. There's no mirrors, right? You find a puddle and you stoop down real low. You get in the dirt on your hands and knees to get a good look. And it's this animalistic, this humiliating pose. And it's fitting of the act of looking yourself in the eyes. I'd kill the man who invented the mirror. Fuck! And he throws the bucket of water and it clatters off the ground. And he just puts his hands over his eyes and he just kind of rubs them really deeply. This isn't how it was supposed to go. This isn't how it was supposed to go at all.
Who were all the people dead outside? Where'd they come from?
I don't know. They were called by Dan. They were called by Dan to come here. They're all with Dan. They were supposed to be. They weren't me. I don't have any cavalry.
And you were fighting along them?
No, I...
Did he have a gun?
RJ, if you're looking at him now, you don't see one. No, you don't see one.
Clothes? Like
completely bloodied, and he still hasn't stood up.
Okay. Not ripped, like not like torn to fucking shreds like Doug. For example, like just stretched to.
No, they don't look ripped. They don't look torn. They just look bloodied. All those people out there, they're Dan's.
So how do we get in that house?
He looks up. I don't know. It's just me. Marsha, and I'm just a man. I'm just a man now more than ever. And he kind of snaps his head over and looks at Jerry. And you are too. She's not with us anymore. She's left us. This isn't how it was supposed to go. I've seen it a million times. I've seen it a million times in a million dreams and a million lives. She's shown me what's supposed to happen, and this is not it.
Where'd you make your mistake then?
I didn't make a mistake. I didn't make a mistake. There is no mistake. I did everything exactly how she said I was supposed to do it. And he stops. I did everything.
You're Where's Marsha then, man? Is she around?
She'll show up when she's supposed to.
Where's Laura, man?
She's with Marsha.
So if these are Dan's men, where's Dan?
I think he went inside. I don't know. I didn't get a good look.
Okay, so he's the one shooting at.
Listen to me. And he looks like frantic. Like if he was nervous, if he was scared, now he's like panicked. Fuck. He looks up and he looks right at Roy. in that ranch is Richard Gossman. I need him. Marcia needs him. And I need you to get him for me.
Why?
Oh, well. Okay.
We already helped you, man. You promised us help by the time we got here. And now you want more?
In the eyes of all that judge, evil is an accusation most vile. Would you agree with that? Listen to me carefully because I don't have a lot of time left. Roy, I'm gonna die here. Everybody knows what evil is. Immoral, reprehensible, abhorrent, bad behavior, but there's layers to it, right? Because not all evil is the same. Murder's evil. Sure, but you can quantify it. If you murder somebody to protect, it's not as bad as if you murder for gain. Murder someone for philosophy, right? There's layers to it. And we have a sickness, and it is a sickness of choice. The worst evil is to seek evil for pleasure, to kill for pleasure. And there's no worse experience that we have on our limited time on Earth than men who inflict evil for pleasure because he wants to. Because it feels good, that's evil. And this evil exists. It exists solely because we have the ability to choose, and man chooses evil time and time again. And if his arm is bent and evil is the only choice, then so was the man's choice to inflict that choice upon another. I seek to remove this ability to choose, to merge everyone into a perfect singular entity. I've told you this time and time again. You do this, there's no evil. And that's my goal, and I've been following her instructions every step of the way. How I'd be, where I'd be, when, listening to her direction, following her orders, and here I am with one last thing to do. Roy, she hasn't talked to me in days. But her last instruction, it's very clear. The last thing I needed to do, explaining why Marcia needed to take the coffin, why Marcia had to take Bobby's body, why I needed the ashes, why I needed Laura, and why I need Ricky now. And he looks completely exhausted as he looks up and says, "The ashes of the newborn need to be spread on the forehead of the father, and then he will be raised from the dead. Will consume his son in front of the daughter, and then we will be one." I know, that's a lot. But that's what needs to happen. And why the Tillmans are so important, I can only speculate. Prime example of what I'm trying to stop. The sins of the father transfer to the son, Saturn devouring his son. I don't know. At the very least, I mean, it's a display. But all I know is she was never wrong. Every single step of the way, she was never wrong. In her whispers, in her signs, in her dreams that she has shown me, creeping in the unseen, in the unobserved, filling the cracks. She's never been wrong, and this is what she says to do, and it's what needs to be done.
You're asking a lot from us, considering you haven't given us much.
And how do you think that makes me feel, Sunrise?
Doesn't matter how you feel.
All I know is that this is a chance. This is a chance for the human race. No more wars. No more murder. No more killing. No more evil. One mind which can apply all 3 billion bodies on Earth for one endeavor. curing cancer, exploring space. I mean, yes, it's a sacrifice, sure. We're all gonna mash together like a big ball of Play-Doh. Lose our identity, the loss of choice, but it's the right choice. It's morally, objectively correct. Do you see that?
You gave us a choice already, man. Now we got another one to make.
This isn't a choice. I'm asking you. I'm begging you. This needs to be done.
What is stopping you? Look at you, man. You're fucking covered in blood. What is stopping you from going in there and doing it yourself? Okay, she's been gone. She hasn't spoken to you for days.
He raises his shirt, and you see about a 2-inch hole directly through him. I told you I was dying here. I am dying here. And I need to rely on you. And I wish that wasn't the case. Through all this, and even before, please, please listen to me. In all aspects of life, in all that you've seen, not just this case, but across your whole life, this is a chance to stop evil. Can you say with certainty that that is wrong? Understand that if you don't do this, you are saving the concept of evil. There is no second chance for this. I have worked too hard, and I've worked too long.
He has a... Where's the hole?
You see it, like, in his, like, lower right midsection, just, like, directly through him. It's not, like, a clean perforation, but you can see, like, just deep into him. And as he lifts up his shirt, he's, like, gushing blood.
So if this doesn't happen, what does that make you? What does that make all your choices? What you did?
I tried for something. I tried to make something. What have you ever done that is as important as this?
Why'd you lie to them?
Because she told me to.
Roy's chuckling.
RJ kind of like looks over, sees you chuckling. He starts laughing too.
As RJ's laughing, he's like, we made an investment.
And it didn't pay off. It didn't pay off. I didn't do this of my own volition. I didn't lie to you. I was told what to do and I did it. Now it's... I'm starting to understand it. I'm starting to see it. Everything from the beginning of this to now, I understand why she made me do it. It was to get you four here.
It's all bullshit. Well, now we're here. And Jay takes out his gun. He puts it right up to his forehead.
He doesn't even look up.
And look at you guys.
Oh my God, fucking please do it, Jerry. Like in that exact tone, Ray is just,
as soon as Ray says that, that's my partner. Jerry shoots him in the head.
Fucking do it.
A bullet ricochets through the skull of RJ Quinnen. A spurt of blood. The horse unmoving, unreacting to the gunshot, which rings out in this close quarter stable. As RJ Quinnen falls limp and lifeless.
R.I.P. Bozo.
Bitch ass. Bitch ass.
Fucking bullshitter.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you very fucking much.
Fucking asshole.
Holy fuck.
Jerry kind of like puts his hands through his hair and just is stressed out.
He said Marsha's coming here.
What are we supposed to do? Wait it out? We're here. Seems like she got what she needed out of RJ.
He said that thing is gone from you, man. Right?
I told you about
I think he's done his job. I think it was all to get us here.
I told you about that shadow, man. Right?
What shadow?
In the woods by the trailer park. At the fire. In the, that shack.
Caleb, what the fuck are you talking about?
What shadow?
Fuck. When he burned his little shed down, the shadows that we all made, the fire casted on us, your shadow left you and went into the shack. And it hasn't come back.
What do you mean it hasn't come back? Is there light in here at all?
No.
I don't know, man. I saw it leave you.
What do you mean?
I saw it leave you.
What are you talking about? You see this? You?
Wasn't really paying much attention.
Same.
Listen, we've all been seeing shit and hearing shit. All I can tell you is I'm as sure, absolutely as sure, that I seen this happen. As sure as I was when my dog talked to all of us on the train, as when that chicken was making noises at us, driving in the van, I'm as sure of all of it.
It was my silhouette. It wasn't.
It was your shadow, man. It was your shadow. The shadow on your
what
person.
What does that mean?
Yeah, maybe it really did leave you, man.
I try to channel Weiss if I could feel him. Can I? If I concentrate?
Yeah. You hear him say, I think that was a mistake. He had a lot of information. He's experienced a lot.
Roy says out loud, he was fucking hopeless.
He was a broken man.
He was doing whatever he could to get us here. And we came here on promises that he made. Well, I did. Falling through on the whole fucking deal, man.
This whole thing's evil. It doesn't matter. He's dead. I want them all dead. Every single one of them.
You know why I'm fucking here. And I want to look in this shed. Even if I have anything on me, anything reflective, I want to try and set up like peep mirrors on the outer doors, you know? I know it would take some time and whatnot.
R-O-L-L-L-U-C-K.
The only thing I think of is the metal from the bucket.
It's stained.
Can I say, in my efforts to fashion it, can I use a program point? Like, to attempt to fashion it? Of what I'm going to find with luck?
Yeah, no, I do not allow program points for luck because you get the chance to re-roll it.
Fair enough. Ugh. Crit fail.
Well, would you like to re-roll for a permanent 1d6 loss of luck?
I would.
Okay, let me give you your loss first. Let me get my d6. You're going to lose 4 points of luck.
Fuck.
And then you can re-roll.
Fuck. Do it again.
Yeah, why not?
You're going to lose another 4 points of luck.
Do it again.
You are going to lose 3 points of luck.
Where are you at?
39. I was at 50. There it is. We got 15.
Here you go. 15. So you're able to find what looks like a bicycle mirror, like the one end, the one like left side or maybe right side of a bicycle mirror.
Beautiful. So I would. Okay. I'll say again. I would like to use a program point with this too to be as resourceful with the setup of it, also stealthily trying to do it so maybe not taking notice of me, you know, setting up a countermeasure.
So I'm gonna say both with having the the being careful on doing it and also being subtle on doing it are kind of the same thing, so I'll just have you roll stealth for it. If you want to use a program point, go ahead.
Uh, No, I'm not gonna.
Famous last words.
Famous last words, bro. Famous last words. It's a fail.
You kind of peek it out to try and get a look.
Let's see if I would have. We were good.
And a gunshot rings out, shattering that mirror.
Fuck.
And it kind of like leaves your hand, and you kind of like jump back a little bit.
Dang. I couldn't discern a thing trying to set it up.
Say probably the second that you get it in position, and like right before it gets shattered, you're able to tell that there was movement on the second floor. That's what you come away with.
What kind of gun did RJ have?
Do you guys search his body?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Go through his body and you find two pistols. They look like both of them are 38 caliber revolvers. He additionally has what looks like a claw hammer. He has $42 in his pocket. And he has a guitar pick. Black guitar pick.
Is there any design on it or just slate black?
Nope, just slate black.
Take the guitar.
It's not
pick.
A jazz three.
This hammer, bloodied?
Yes.
There we go on that.
And Lucas's head was bashed in.
Murderer.
Yeah.
Okay.
The horse is just still kind of like looking around at you.
Is the horse saddled?
Yeah, the horse is saddled.
Copy that. I'm gonna say, well, what do you guys wanna? Do you guys think we should wait for Marsha?
Did you give it a thought? What he said? What to do?
That's fucked, man.
Ricky.
Yeah.
Bobby's body. Ashes of the kid.
That's right.
You put the ashes on Bobby, comes back to life. Yeah. Consumes Ricky. In front of his sister.
Are they looking to do the same thing, maybe? Why wouldn't they burn Bobby's fucking body to a stake? Marsha got Bobby's body. And now they
I
have
don't
it.
Think Bobby's body is here.
Not yet?
Not yet.
What do you think they need the coffin for? Dollars to donuts, all they got in there is Ricky.
Yeah.
Yeah, we also don't know how many men are in there. Could be a lot, could be one. Well, RJ said they.
Yeah, he did.
RJ said they.
I ask you again, as we've diverged. Did anybody give it real thought?
I think our main enemy is her.
So what, we throw two pipe bombs in the house and we just go back to it?
Either way, we gotta go in that house, man. I mean...
Yeah, but what's the end? We're all done, right?
You know why I'm here. After that, I don't care. I'll do whatever I need to get y'all home safe, I guess. I'm here for one reason.
I'm going home to my niece, man. I'm not partaking in his bullshit. I'm not. I'll go in there, Ray, and not for your reason, but I know that there's people in there we gotta stop. I'm not going through with his plan, though. I can't.
Yeah, I just asked if you gave it a thought.
Have you?
Walk up to RJ, and I kick his body over to the other side so I don't have to look at his face.
Yeah, he's just been staring at you. The Appaloosa just... sitting there calmly, looking around.
Can I, the bullet hole in RJ?
Yeah.
We talking like 50 caliber bullet? What are we talking here?
So if you look through, it looks...
And it's through and through?
It's through and through, all the way through him. Now that you're looking, do you, like, lift his shirt all the Everything, way up?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you give him a full top-down inspection. This is one of four bullet holes. He's been shot twice in the chest, once in the leg, and then this, which I'm calling a bullet hole, but it is way bigger than that. Bigger than a 50 cal, bigger than anything. It looks about the width of, like, a pack of cards. It looked smaller when he lifted it up, but now it's a little bit bigger.
Hmm.
Maybe because, I don't know, now he's not tense up.
Is it bleeding still?
Yeah.
Okay. I walk up to the Appaloosa.
You can see a nameplate on the pen.
I take a look at that nameplate.
It says Nez, N-E-Z. Once you see that, you look down the line and see that all the pens have nameplates.
Roy opens up the pen and walks in.
Mm-hmm. And it looks pretty calm.
You know, runs his hand on the horse's neck.
Mm-hmm. You see a little table set up in the back that looks like it has a brush. There's like feed in the back there that's kind of on like a higher shelf, out of reach. There's other tools back there as well.
Can I try and grab the feed?
Yeah, if you lift your hands all the way up and grab it, and it does not look like the grain that, you know, has been so prominent throughout.
Okay.
Looks like good horse feed.
Okay. The walls behind us, or around us, right? They're metal plated, you said?
Metal plated on the outside, wood slats on the inside.
Okay. Hey, Ray. You think a... Just bear with me. You think a pipe bomb could blow a hole through the back here?
Back of the house or the stables?
Any one of these walls. I mean, if we walk out that front door, we're going to get shot.
I mean, with my 20 in demolition, I'm gonna roll to see what I think.
I'll save you the roll. Yeah, absolutely. And it would probably kill all of you in the process.
Thank God I didn't roll. I got a 99.
If we go to the far corner of the stable.
50 feet away from this with metal and wood shrapnel and nothing to hide behind. Okay. Next question.
I would presume if we blew a hole in the wall too, maybe with the right luck on the shrapnel and the blast, I might be able to get some makeshift cover to, you know, take a look at the house before we go running out.
I mean, if we want to get to the other side of this thing, we got distractions we can use. Seems like there's one gun.
Do we have windows? Are there windows in here?
In the stables? No. The only way in or out, or even to see in or out, is the door you came in.
And
the horse you rode in on.
Is the door... I understand he got fucking shot at when he tried to put the mirror, so I assume that if the house is here, you know, the door would open in a way where...
There is no door. It's a doorway, I should say. It's wide enough for a horse to fit through, though.
Yeah.
Tall enough as well.
Okay.
I mean, if we're doing something in there... That's what we started on, right? It's getting that kid out safe.
Yeah, where the fuck is that kid at? That could be anywhere in that house.
If that's the whole point, we get your man and we walk away. I'm behind you guys.
Is it quiet?
Yeah, dead quiet. No wind, no birds, no sound. The sun's hanging real low, though. You can tell just based off of the sunlight that shines in from the front here.
Roy walks up to the entrance. He's not peeking through. He's just right as close to the entrance as possible without, you know, peeking his head outside of the barn. All right? And then he shouts... Where's the kid at?
No response.
Show us the fucking kid we come out.
No response.
Jerry says, that's not going to work, dude. It's not going to work. I look at the horse. That could work.
Where the fuck do I ride that thing? There's nowhere to fucking ride it.
You don't have to be on it.
I mean, they couldn't
send it out running. First thing movement, they're going to shoot at. It'll give us maybe a couple seconds to get to the broad side of this thing.
Listen, you got what skimmed?
Kind of just seems like I'm like pain interpretation wise. Mm-hmm. It appears as if I really like fucked up my ankle. Mm-hmm. Like for you guys, like I'm noticeably changed mm-hmm. my walking, but I can like. I can walk.
Mm. To establish it, Sarge has been by your side this whole time as well. Sarge is in here with you guys.
Yeah.
I'd say, like, they had a hard time hitting us running. I can't imagine they're going to be able to hit a horse in stride. Whoever's shooting up there ain't that good of a shot. Could be much worse. Listen. If you need cover fire, you know, I got a body I can hold. I point down RJ.
Blood starting to come out of his nostrils.
You want to cut him open too?
Hell, we might as well.
Kidding. Joking, you fucking psychopath. He's like, well, yeah, I'm down.
I want to know where that kid is at before I...
We know where the kid is. The kid is inside.
And they want the kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we already gave up Laura, right? I pull out a pipe bomb from the backpack.
Okay.
How do I use this thing? I say out loud.
I point my finger very sarcastically right at the end of the fuse. You light this right here, this point right here,
mm-hmm.
and then when the flame gets down to, I point to the bottom right here, it blows up.
I see. I walk up to the horse.
Yeah.
And I just mount.
Looking at you.
I mount the Appaloosa. I get on top of the Appaloosa.
Okay, easy enough.
And so is there? We got a lead on this, I guess. Like he's got fucking.
He's got reins.
Okay.
Yep.
She.
You're able to tell that it's a female horse.
Oh, all right, girl. Fucking rubber from the side. While I'm on her, reach over top, grab some feed.
Yep.
Reach over, try and give her some feed. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right. We already gave away one kid. Give her a little fucking yip,
mm-hmm.
right? And just like a small trot outside of the pen, still in the stable.
Yep.
She tie
follows.
A knot around the pipe bomb. With the reins
okay.
of the Appaloosa. I'm like, all right, let's fucking go. Yep, yep, this horse.
Yep.
Out of the stable, directly into the building. As fast as I can. Fucking come on!
As this happens, I wanna say, at least as fast as I can, I will pick up RJ's body, and I will hold it, and I want to at least just start taking just pop random shots into the second floor window.
Okay. We're going to enter combat. Roy, you're going to act first. This is right when you're about to cross the threshold.
Mm-hmm.
You have the unlit pipe bomb tied to the reins.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing?
I am on an Appaloosa.
Yes.
This is a very expensive fucking horse.
Beautiful.
Yo, it's you a are sick-ass horse. You look it up. Rider.
This is a fast fucking horse.
Yes, it is.
The ranch is not... far, super far from where we are at. That's a beautiful
it's
horse.
A badass horse.
Maybe like 75 feet.
How many feet can I get in this turn?
The horse was Nez, I will call her by her government name.
Yeah.
Was the farthest back as she possibly could have been in this stable.
Mm-hmm.
You had time to generate enough speed to be going very, very fast out of here.
Yeah.
She is very receptive, and you notice this with your experience with horses. She's very receptive to your commands. If you want her to gallop,
mm-hmm.
she gets up to a galloping speed, probably right when she crosses this threshold.
Mm-hmm. I want her going faster than Caper was going when he fell and broke his knee.
She's going fast.
I'm booking right into the building. And I'm like fucking whipping as hard as I can. Come on, come on, come on. And I want to light the pipe bomb.
And then
jump off of the Appaloosa. as she rides directly into the building.
Okay, so I'm gonna tell you how this is gonna work.
Oh my god! Goodbye, Appaloosa.
Goodbye, all of us.
It's gonna take you one action to get her, you know, up to speed. When are you lighting this pipe bomb?
I don't want to be outside. Like, all right, if I knew we were doing combat, I probably would have done it differently.
If I knew we were doing combat, as he runs straight in,
with I would like to light it, like, you know, because then it would be a whole thing. Okay, you gotta fucking reach for a light, right? You gotta light the fuck.
No, you have it easily accessible. I'm asking you when you want to light the pipe bomb.
As soon as I
exit the stable.
Yeah.
Halfway.
No, not. Maybe like a quarter of the way out. Yeah, I'll light it.
Okay. We're gonna pull back from combat for a second. What are the three of you doing? Basically, Roy has just gotten on this horse, tied a pipe bomb to it, and it went straight off.
Caleb's running behind the horse here, and I mean, ultimate goal, I don't know if we're doing like by turn, but he wants to get to the other side, like cover on the outside of the barn. But using, if this is the biggest distraction possible, trying to get out without getting shot.
Okay.
Get to the outside of cover.
The outside of cover, are you going to the back of the stable?
Is the stable, like, face on with the front door of this cabin?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so gonna get,
It's like catty corner, like 45 degrees.
So yeah, get to the side of it. Where there's, and like, I guess like halfway back maybe, okay. Where there's not going to be an open shot at me.
Okay.
But I'm not. The point is not to have one entrance, one exit. I can move.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Ray and Jerry, what are you guys doing?
I'm using RJ's body as a cover for me, and I'm going out the same door he came out of, but I'm just sitting almost as if I'm like peeking the corner. But I'm like on the corner holding his body and I'm just shooting at the fucking windows at the top.
And Ray, what are you planning on doing?
Ray is definitely like kind of chuckling in the madness right now. Everyone just made some crazy ass plays and he thought he was going crazy.
And
so he kind of lets everyone make their move. Waits like what, you know, what you will. Half a turn or what Ray thinks is almost the amount of time it would take the horse to get to the house. And kind of, like, has his back to the door. He's getting his rifle ready, you know, locking and loading, scoping up. And then as soon as he feels it's time, you know, at the end of this turn or whatever it is, mm-hmm. just peek in the door.
Okay.
Right to where he got shot before. Right. Got shot at before, and, like, there's some commotion now. So yep. Now he can lay down the fire.
Okay. Roy on horseback riding Nez, you light the pipe bomb and clear the threshold. Immediately a gunshot rings out towards you. It goes far right, embeds itself in the metal plating of the stable. You continue on as the sparks from the fuse kind of lift up and you can see it almost singeing the corners of her mane as she continues on. Jerry, you peel out, you're taking a pot shot at the top window. Roll firearms. Whatever you roll, I want you to add 20 to it.
Good. 75 on a 42.
Fuck you.
75 on a 42. The glass
yeah,
break.
Dude, that's so ass.
What?
Would have been a 55.
That would have been a 55.
Critical fail. That would have been way worse. You do shatter another window off to the left by accident. Ray, you make your way out and you kind of peek out. You have your gun ready, but I'm gonna come to you at the end of all of this just because you're saying that you're being a little hesitant. Caleb, you put yourself in a position. Describe to it to me exactly, like describe it exactly kind of how you were approaching this one more time. I'm sorry.
Okay, so the two are almost like facing each other, like front on?
It's like a 45 degree angle. So if the house is here, the stable is like here.
Yeah, and then I guess to the left side, would it be? Where I can get like... So I
on
can
the,
be on, that.
On the wall that has cover from the house?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but yeah. Where I can poke around. And at this point, all this commotion, not going so far back that I wouldn't be able to move, but it's where I can be against the wall, take a shot, back against the wall, take a shot, back against the wall.
That's your action, and you're kind of in there and getting ready. Roy, the horse steps up the stairs leading up to this porch, and now you can see the front of this house. There's a door that's there. there's a, you know, porch that's there. The stairs lead up. The horse is maybe like two or three steps behind this, and it begins to make its way up. The one thing that you do notice is there are windows down here that look like they look into a living room, and you see a figure standing at the window holding a shotgun.
How big is this porch? Because if it's a small porch, I want to be off the horse a while ago.
It's a pretty large porch, like the stairs that kind of lead up. She is speeding, but kind of like at this point, basically how far you would get at a turn, you are riding her very, very fast. So it's, I'm not giving you the luxury of being able to analyze this frame by frame, because she is moving so fast because you specifically said you wanted her going fast.
That's fair. It was just my intention to be off of the, to have jumped off of the horse.
At what point of this?
Like maybe even halfway, I would say. Like he does not want to be on the horse like up until the building.
Okay.
All right. Like, I mean, maybe before, you know, before the stairs, if he could hop off at the very least.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So a little before that, we're going to have you hop off, but this figure is still going to take a shot at the horse at the very least.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even matter. They miss. Gunshot rings out, blasts through the ground floor window, and you see this guy holding a shotgun. You don't recognize him immediately. Now it's on you. Yeah. You're going off of the horse.
Yeah.
Roll athletics for me.
Roy is fucking still, like, he does not give a, he doesn't care if it's too fast for him, whatever. He's whipping the fuck out of the horse, and right before he jumps off, he gives Nez one last smack on the ass before jumps off behind of that horse.
What's up?
Hello.
Hey.
Deftly, you make your way off of the horse, but you still clatter to your back. The horse makes its way up, and you can see it bust in through the front door, knock the front door off its hinges, and it looks like it goes directly through that door.
Unreal.
Figure in the window is taking a shot at you. And it connects. Roy, you're going to take 6 points of damage as a bullet embeds itself in your chest.
I have one HP left.
You are unconscious and dying.
No. Oh.
Jerry, you still kind of have RJ used as a human shield as you're pushing up. What are you doing next?
How far is Roy?
Maybe 25 feet.
I'm going to slowly move up with RJ's body in front of me. As just
okay.
Fucking
closing the gap between you. Are you and Roy, or are you in the house?
Towards Roy.
Okay, making your way towards Roy. You see him get shot, and his body kind of jolts, and you see like a spurt of blood, and you see his eyes close. Honestly, in this situation, I think you would think he was dead.
Really? Okay. Then maybe I wouldn't do that then.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if you see him get shot right in the chest and go like unconscious.
I mean, maybe I wouldn't move up.
It's up to you. What are you doing? Tell me what you're doing.
I'm gonna stay where I'm at. I'm going to stay put, and I'm gonna continue to shoot at that window.
Roll firearms. And this time you don't have to take add the 20 on.
27 on a 42.
Gunshot rings out and finds purchase on its assailant. You notice the figure, which you're still not able to make out exact details on it, slump forward and have like half their body in the window and out of the window as this gun clatters down and slides down the roof.
Fuck yeah, it's a big gun.
Yeah, it looks like it's some sort of, I don't know, you're not able to tell just yet, but it's sliding down.
All right.
But that assailant is...
So where's Ray? He's close to me, right?
Ray is still in the stable.
So he's close to me.
Yeah.
I want to say out loud, like man down, man down.
Yeah, I'm holding my shot till the end of this round.
Caleb?
As this happens, as this commotion happens, check if I can have a pop out so I can have a line on the, or sight on the house. Any movement on the outside?
So now, not on the outsides. You can see through the window. There is somebody holding a gun on the outside window there.
on the outside window. Is this lower level or upper
lower level? Level, bottom floor, left side.
Can I see if he's trained on me or who, or if this was the one that just tried to shoot? Okay, then I'm just going to take a shot at this figure.
Go ahead, roll firearms.
Thirty-seven on a fifty.
Your shot finds purchase, but it looks like it wings him as he takes two steps backwards and steadies himself. Ray. At this point, if you look out, what you see is Roy unconscious on the ground. Jerry holding the corpse of RJ Quinnen. You don't see Caleb. He's off to your left, kind of hiding behind the wall there. You see one figure who seems woozy on the bottom floor looking out the window from the inside out. And you see this figure slumped over the window on the top floor. And this gun, at this point, now kind of clatters down to the ground, sliding off the roof.
All right, I'm going to shoot at the only guy.
That's okay, not on and our you, team you, you have your rifle, conscious. Right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Roll firearms.
I'm going to use a program point.
Go ahead.
Going to need to. First one was a 92. And a 99.
No. Well, 90, take your 92 then.
92, regular fail. The gunshot rings out. You have a feeling that maybe when you reassembled the gun, you didn't pop the barrel on right, so you kind of give it a press with your thumb, and it pops back into place as you chamber in another round. What happens next is a moment of silence that hangs in perpetuity before a resounding explosion. No, I'm not going to jump scare you guys. As the pipe bomb ignites, sending shards of shrapnel, metal, and wood in all directions. The bottom floor completely blasts out as you see this spattering of wood and shingles and nails. Two closest people, Roy and Jerry.
I got cover.
You do have cover.
Actually, RJ is the second closest person.
Yes. So you're going to take half of this, I'd say. 2 points of damage. You're going to take one. Roy, you're going to take two. Roy McNeil, in your dazed, perhaps confused state, what are your last words?
So I can't, I'm not even aware if anyone's going to hear me, right? It's just mumbling. It's just like
half asleep.
I'm a good cop.
Words escape your lips as the life leaves you. You breathe your final breath. But your gamble paid off. And that's where we're going to pick up next session.
Oh my god.
Thanks for listening to this episode of LFVCU, a Nasty Table production.